It is October 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. John V. Rainbolt, one of the first CFTC commissioners who is credited with drafting the Commodity Futures Trading Act of 1974 that created the commission, has died at the age of 83. He was nominated by President Gerald Ford and confirmed by the Senate and served in a position no longer used, that of vice chairman. Rainbolt was a Democrat and worked opposite Republican John Damgaard, who was part of the administration team negotiating the deal. Here's the obituary for Louis Bernakis. Bernakis, Louis P., age 95, of Lake Forest, Illinois, passed away on October 1st, 2022. Beloved husband of Rhea Nianis, loving father of Peter L., Stephanie Bernakis, Catherine Joseph Waldeck, proud grandfather of Alexandra Chloe McClellan Bernard, Grace Bernard, Alexander Bernakis, and Christopher Bernakis, devoted son of the late Peter and Catherine Bernakis, dear brother of Pauline Norris and the late Anita Paul Kedzie, fond uncle of many, family and friends will meet Friday, October 7th, 2022 at Ascension of Our Lord Greek Orthodox Church, 1207 Riverwoods Road, Lincolnshire, Illinois, 60069, for visitation from 10 a.m. until time of funeral service at 11 a.m. Interment at Lake Forest Cemetery. Memorial donations to Ascension of Our Lord Greek Orthodox Church would be appreciated. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. named longtime ICE and Life executive Katrina Karamachi as head of combined global interest rates and equity derivatives product portfolio. Karamachi, who has held the role of ICE's global head of equity derivatives since December 2020, has worked at ICE and formerly Life for 21 years. Abex Technologies, Inc. announced that its Smarter Markets podcast passed the 1 million download mark. Congratulations. Quantigo's CEO Sebastian Serio was officially inducted into the National Academy of Engineering Class of 2021 for his work in the application of optimization tools to advance integer programming and financial engineering. Catton's Gary DeWall and Dan Davis have a new commentary titled CFTC Brings Enforcement Action Against Digital Exchange and Natural Person Controller, suggesting native crypto asset is a commodity, not a security. The FIA is holding a FIA forum in Milan on October 19th to discuss regional issues and developments affecting listed and clear derivatives. The FIA's Bruce Savage will start the day with an introductory statement and will be followed by Euronext Group's Fabrizio Testa, CEO of Borsa Italiana. The Greenwood Project announced that summer 2023 applications are now live on their website. They ask if you know any high school and college students who would be a good fit for the program. Please tell them to apply today and go to greenwoodproject.org to apply. Brian Gerke has been promoted to Senior Director of Product Marketing at the CME Group, according to an update on LinkedIn. The World Federation of Exchanges kicked off World Investor Week 2022 with its focused publication zeroing in on the subject with commentary from exchange leaders across the world, writing about how their exchanges are addressing investor education. Here are those leaders' contributions to focus. Promoting financial education builds confidence in the stock market. GPW Foundation, fostering knowledge of the stock market, capital, and commodity markets and their institutions builds public confidence, which is why educating, promoting, and informing people about the market are among the key objectives of the Warsaw Stock Exchange. TWSE cracks down with anti-fraud campaign. TWSE Chairman Sherman Lin is helping lead an anti-fraud battle in an increasingly complex financial world. A commitment to inclusive finance starts with education. The next-gen investor is different from their elders. With zero-cost commissions, the ease of order executions, and availability of trading tools, retail investors today can take greater ownership of their own wealth management needs and generate potential returns that were once realized by a smaller segment of market participants. JPX introduced its JQuants project. Shun Takato, head of fintech at JPX Market Innovation and Research Inc., talks about the company's educational project aiming to bring data-centric analysis to Japanese retail investors. The new chapter of SET's journey, SET's Financial Literacy in Action. SET believes that good financial behaviors are the direct results of strong financial capabilities which stem from good financial education. Households with good financial health will ultimately result in strong overall economy for the country. Taipei Exchange's efforts on financial literacy. After the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak, we moved to virtual literacy activities instead and created a one-stop website called Learning Investment from Home to provide easy access to information. Going virtual let us break through the physical limitations and expand the education to wider young generation. PSE seeks to educate the wider public. PSE President and CEO Ramon Manzone says improving financial literacy will always be a core service offered by the exchange. How exchanges can drive sustainable finance. Hong Kong Exchange co-head of markets Glenda So looks at the key role exchanges can play in overcoming the challenges surrounding sustainable finance. Financial literacy programs in Dhaka Stock Exchange. The Dhaka Stock Exchange Limited was established with an aim to be the leading exchange in the region and a key driver of economic growth with state-of-the-art technology and world-class service. Since the inception, DSE has understood the necessity to function as a center for promoting financial literacy among investors. Promoting access and inclusivity in financial literacy with an acceleration of digitalization and the democratization of data, retail investors are increasingly exposed to and inundated with information which may or may not be relevant. It is therefore crucial that investors are properly educated. National Stock Exchange of India Financial Literacy Initiatives. The Indian securities markets aim to stimulate India's growth story by creating investment opportunities, enabling access, and empowering all its stakeholders. To this end, empowering investors through education and awareness is of prime importance for the National Stock Exchange of India. A multidimensional approach for financial literacy in Nigeria. NGX's Irene Robinson Ayanwale talks about the crucial importance of educating Nigeria's young people in financial matters. Advancing inclusive economic progress through financial literacy. We've formalized our commitment to increasing market participation and providing the necessary resources for underserved communities. By providing underserved communities with resources to enhance their financial literacies, we can better empower them to participate in an ecosystem that supports and sustains their growth. Financial literacy for the next generation of market participants, CME. In many countries, much of the focus on financial literacy has been around personal finance, the basics of saving, spending, and investing. However, financial literacy needs to encompass more than an understanding of what credit card is best for your needs or why it is important to save for retirement. It has to include the fundamentals of how our global economy and financial markets function. Financial literacy in a new context. Bolsa Santiago's CEO Jose Antonio Martinez talks about the exchange's efforts to educate the whole Chilean community on financial matters. A whole week of educating content over the 7 days of the World Investor Week. There will always be something new to be learned on the social media channels of SIX. The content will be very diverse and therefore suitable for all age groups, and there are even prizes to be won. The Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation is bringing a retrospective of the work of Chicago street photographer Vivian Mayer to the Cube Frankfurt Eschborn from October 14, 2022 to January 15, 2023. You can view the exhibition as a guided tour and on open Saturdays on November 19, 2022 and January 14, 2023. The film Finding Vivian Mayer will be shown on October 18th and November 20th, 2022. Learn more about Mayer and the exhibition with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our Markets Wiki short of the day is Donnie Roberts. Don't short yourself. In this video from Markets Wiki Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago, Small Exchange CEO Donnie Roberts provides tips on how to avoid becoming an old-timer at the end of the bar who laments what could or should have been. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is the obituary from the Washington Post for John Vernon Raybould II. John Vernon Raybould II was born May 24, 1939 in Cordell, Oklahoma, to John V. and Mary Alice Power Raybould. He attended the University of Oklahoma, where he received a BA degree in English before continuing on to obtain his law degree from the University of Oklahoma College of Law. He volunteered in the U.S. Army and was trained as an airborne infantryman. Following the completion of Officer Candidate School, he was commissioned as a platoon leader in the 3rd Infantry, Old Guard, whose responsibilities included guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier. At the end of his military service, he worked on Capitol Hill as a senior staff to former Representative Graham Purcell, Democrat, Texas, before moving on to serve as chief counsel to the Committee on Agriculture of the U.S. House of Representatives. While there, he was credited with drafting the Commodity Futures Trading Act of 1974 legislation, which created the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. He was later nominated to the commission by President Gerald Ford and received Senate confirmation in 1975, serving as vice chairman of the CFTC. My comment, John Damgaard may be the last man standing who helped create the CFTC. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Wall Street bikes for autism research in rain-soaked ride. Riders from NYSE, Virtu, FTX tackle rough New York weather, and Hills. Annual event raises more than $1 million for the cause. It took two bicycles to get New York Stock Exchange's chief operating officer across the finish line of the trading industry's fall ride for autism research. I came in dead last, but was still greeted with smiles, said Michael Blouground, whose chain snapped on his first bike at mile 7, prompting the event to send a rescue vehicle that brought to him a replacement. Even in the face of a torrential downpour, the Wall Street community came out to support people in need, he said. My comment, a little rain or a broken chain never stopped this industry from doing good. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The most important market needs some work. Regulators should take steps to ensure that trouble in the treasury market doesn't threaten the broader financial system. Making banks more fragile isn't one of them. Treasury securities play a crucial role in global finance. They're widely viewed as a close substitute for dollars, a safe place to park everything from a company's cash to a central bank's reserve. They provide a benchmark for determining the value of a vast array of assets, including mortgages, corporate bonds, and shares in public companies. They're the ultimate expression of the reliability of America's capital markets. It's thus troubling that the Treasury market has faltered at critical times, raising fears of further disruptions as central banks end a long period of easy money. Authorities can and should take steps to ensure the markets work as smoothly as possible, but they must be mindful not to weaken the broader financial system in the process. My comment: sometimes an acting regulation reminds me of playing a giant game of Jenga. Here's a post to Medium by Chuck Mackey. The Trading Show Chicago 2022, 9 Takeaways. The Trading Show was back at Navy Pier in Chicago on September 28th and 29th and revealed a vibrant and innovative range of developments in everything from trading infrastructure to new digital assets. Last year, I came away with 8 lessons learned at the Trading Show, so this year I'm going one better. Here are my 9 takeaways from this year's event. My comment: Chuck Mackey doing his Chuck Mackey thing. Here are the top 3 stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was futures giant CME considers brokerage, taking cue from crypto rival FTX, from the Wall Street Journal. Second was Chicago calling, shout out for Charlie Carey and the Southside Irish, from the Irish Echo. Third was, for a woman on Wall Street, crude jokes weren't the worst of it. A review of Bully Market by Jamie Fior Higgins in the New York Times. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline is, Joe Biden's administration urges Congress to speed up crypto rules. Top U.S. financial regulators call for new laws to cover digital assets such as Bitcoin. The Biden administration has called on Congress to pass laws to clarify how cryptocurrency should be regulated, as officials warned that delays on Capitol Hill could put investors at risk. The U.S. Financial Stability Oversight Council, a group of the country's top financial regulators, including the Treasury, issued a report on Monday urging politicians to come to an agreement on a number of areas, including how to regulate Bitcoin and other crypto assets sold on the spot market. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, IMF warns funds with illiquid assets pose risk to financial stability. Pressure of increasing withdrawals could spur forced asset sales. The IMF has warned that a surge of outflows from funds allowing frequent investor withdrawals but holding hard-to-sell assets could amplify market stress and potentially undermine the stability of the financial system. Withdrawals from open-ended bond funds have increased in recent months, the IMF noted, and another shock could trigger further outflows, with a mismatch between redemption and illiquid holdings posing a major potential vulnerability. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, bad time for markets has been a good time for brokerages. Firms such as Charles Schwab and Robinhood still have a lot to gain from rising interest rates, even if small investors aren't trading as much. It was a tough quarter for small investors in stocks, but for shares of mass market advisors and brokerages, it was pretty great. Shares of online brokerage providers such as Charles Schwab, Interactive Brokerage Groups, and Robinhood Markets were all up by double digits in the third quarter, as were brokers providing investment advisory and management services as LPL Financial and Raymond James Morgan Stanley owner E-Trade was up almost 4%. Meanwhile, KPW NASDAQ Bank Index was down 5% in the quarter. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.